Farm to still is a term used to mean the distiller controls all stages of production. In business terms, complete vertical integration. Jamie Walker is a keynote speaker at the Illinois Farm Bureau Conference in Uptown Normal today. In this conversation with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, he says farm to still is not the term he uses for his DeKalb area distillery, Whiskey Acres.
What we say here is seed to spirit. We control the entire process from the time the seed is planted in the ground until it's grown, harvested, mashed, fermented, distilled, aged, and bottled, all right here on the fifth generation family farm.
There are two obvious questions to ask, one about the quality control of the process because of that framework, and the other one about costs. How would you address both of how those factors are affected by your approach?
Well, first, from a quality control standpoint, we're very proud of the high-level premium product that we make here, not only in itself, but the manufacturer of the spirit. Our hands touch the process the entire way through, and most distilleries cannot say that. We are one of the very few distilleries in the United States that can make the claim that we control that entire process from the growing of the grain all the way through the spirit manufacture. In fact, we're only the second certified farm distillery in the U.S. So that's a big part of our quality control. And what was the second part of your question?
Cost.
From a cost perspective, you know, it makes some things more affordable. Obviously, our input costs for the feed stock for the distillery, the grain itself, because we're an entirely vertically integrated organization, that has lessened or lowered our feedstock costs. But then again, because of the intensive nature of the handmade process that we're doing here, crafting things in batches of relatively small quantities compared to, say, a Maker's Mark or a Jim Beam, that just from an economies of scale standpoint increases the cost. So there's a bit of a trade-off.
Why should Northern Illinois, Sycamore, DeKalb, Rockford area be a distillery hotspot as opposed to the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky?
You know, it's interesting. People, when they think of bourbon, oftentimes think of Kentucky. It is true that bourbon is a product that is unique to the United States. So bourbon can only be manufactured under international trade rules in the United States. But what surprises most people is to learn that it actually was not Kentucky, but Illinois. Illinois was the number one producer of bourbon in the United States before Prohibition. After Prohibition, many of the distilleries did not survive the Prohibition era in Illinois. Many of them were based in the Peoria area and did not reopen. So we ceded that number one position to Kentucky at that time. But truly, we produce some of the best corn in the world here in Illinois. And as we say on every bottle that we make, great whiskey isn't made, it's grown. And we grow some of the best corn in the world.
Before the income tax and before Prohibition, alcohol provided much of the revenue of the federal government, and the Peoria area was a big part of that income generation for the government. Do you think that is ever going to be a factor again, that sort of revenue from the alcohol industry for local governments or for state or for federals?
I would answer the question in the affirmative because it's ongoing. As you stated, at one time the main source of revenue for the federal government was alcohol excise tax. It was the instigator of what was called the Whiskey Rebellion. Subsequently, over the years, we've obviously introduced a number of taxes on business and individuals. But the excise tax for alcohol production remains quite strong. In fact, it is our single biggest cost in every bottle that we currently make. So even today, The excise tax at both the federal and the state level amounts to a very high amount of revenue for the government. It is why we're so heavily regulated by the government agencies to make sure we're on the up and up, not skimming anything off. And your listeners may be surprised to know that our tax bill runs about $30,000 per month in generated excise tax revenue to the state and federal levels.
Goodness.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So, are we to discern anything about your overall revenue based on that one tax bill?
I don't know if that's fair to say, but we do produce a fair bit of hooch. We manufacture here between 70 and 75,000 bottles a year, and the tax revenue in every bottle is between $4 and $5. It depends a little bit on the amount of alcohol or the proof in every bottle.
Jamie Walter is the CEO of Whiskey Acres Distillery in the DeKalb area. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Walter is a keynote speaker this afternoon at an Illinois Farm Bureau conference in Uptown Normal.